This week in Nerd History, bad discernment. Nerd History. Okay, that pun isn't going to play well on audio, but CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, made a huge discovery and shared it with the world on September 22nd, 2011. A discovery that would turn the scientific community on its head. The laws of physics had been officially broken. Scientists working at the facility have discovered that subatomic neutrino particles may have traveled through the 17-mile-long particle collider at faster than the speed of light. The only thing is, nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. The father of modern physics, Albert Einstein, formulated his special theory of relativity based on the fundamental law that nothing can move faster than the speed of light, that is, 299,792,458 meters per second. Why is that such a big deal? Because a discovery like this could open the doors to new, never-dreamed-of tech, including the hypothetical ability to break the time barrier. The neutrino beam in question was clocked at traveling 60 nanoseconds faster than the speed of light, and scientists only put the margin of error at 10 nanoseconds. CERN spokesman James Gillies said at the time, "The feeling that most people have is this can't be right, this can't be real." And as it turns out, it wasn't. Discoveries like this are always peer-reviewed and double-checked. Almost as soon as the announcement was made, physicists began trying to poke holes in the OPERA analysis of these neutrinos, and by next February, researchers from within the OPERA team announced that they had uncovered possible timing problems with their original measurements that could have led to a 60-nanosecond discrepancy. When re-evaluating the findings, they found many neutrinos traveling at near the speed of light, but no faster. CERN did confirm in June of 2012 that their results were caused by faulty machinery. And while it may seem like a huge blow to the team, CERN research director Sergio Bertolucci was happy that science did what it does. He said, "The story captured the public imagination and has given people the opportunity to see the scientific method in action. An unexpected result was put up for scrutiny, thoroughly investigated and resolved, in part thanks to collaboration between normally competing experiments. This is how science moves forward." So, put your DeLorean back in the shed, Doc. No time travel just yet. I'm Radio Matt. See you next time for more Nerd.